Indians are on the air. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Good afternoon, Indian fans. I'm Dave Kalp, joined by Clayton Pearson, and we're here for a huge baseball game here this afternoon. CP, we got the Cavaliers from Coldwater coming into town. They're 4-0 here in the MAC, and they're going to face the Fort Recovery Indians, who also 4-0 in the MAC. The last two unbeatens here in the league going to battle it out tonight at N.A. Metzger Field here in Fort Recovery. Gloomy skies, a little bit of breeze, a couple sprinkles here and there. But I'm telling you, this is going to be a great game. I got good vibes on it. WOSN is here. They're going to broadcast the game on TV probably later on tonight. It'll be an exciting game, you know. I tell you what, we've got a couple of programs here that's been pretty hot here as of late. And Cavaliers here and taking batting practice right now and taking some infield. They were hoping to get the game started a little bit earlier today, folks, just because of the impending weather that's supposed to be coming in later on, probably around 6:30 is what I was told. Yep. So hopefully we can hang on and get this game underway and maybe get it in the books. That would even be better. So let me go over the lineups here for tonight's baseball game. First, for the Fort Recovery Indians, we got Ryan Post going to be leading off, and he'll be playing shortstop this evening. Riley Post will be batting second, and he's going to be on the mound for Coach Kopp's Fort Recovery Indians. Ian Holman will be batting third, and he'll be playing first base. Joe Holman will be batting fourth, and he'll be DHing for Owen Shane, who will be at third base. Garrett Fowler will be behind the plate. He'll be batting sixth. Cody Shinneberry will be, I take it he'll be batting fifth. Cody Shinneberry will be in right field. He'll be batting sixth. Randy Will will be out in left field batting seventh. Kobe Wendell will be at second base tonight. He'll be batting eighth. And Regan Martin will be out in his normal spot in center field, and he'll be batting ninth. For the Coldwater Cavaliers, Austin Reithman will be your leadoff guy. He'll be behind the plate, followed by the left fielder, Miles Blasingame. Jacob Wedding will be at third base batting third. Noah Miller will be at first base batting fourth. Jake Himmelgarn will be at second base. He'll be batting fifth. Will Broering will be out in the left field batting sixth. Cole Frilling will be on the mound. He's a tough pitcher. CP, we saw him last year, and he got us there in the playoffs, and he's back on the mound tonight to face the Fort Recovery Indians again. He'll be batting seventh. Ross Weigel will be out in right field. He'll be batting eighth. And Zach McKimmett will be in center field, and he'll be batting ninth. Those are the lineups here for the Fort Recovery Indians and the Coldwater Cavaliers. Ought to be a good one, folks. We'll be back here in a little bit. We'll go over a couple stats if we can find them.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Port Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Port Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Miracle Lanes is having a great Lent special. Every Friday night during Lent, you can get a pound of their hand-breaded, freshly cooked polyps for only $7. Just call 375-4274 and drive through and pick it up. The dinner includes chips and coleslaw or potato salad, or you can choose shrimp instead of the polyp. That same great fish that they serve on their Friday lunch buffet is now available on Friday nights. You can get shrimp or a full pound of their hand-breaded polyp with chips and coleslaw or potato salad for only $7. Every Friday during Lent, you can eat it there or just drive through and pick it up. Miracle Lanes, great fish dinners for only $7. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes will not be open for their lunch buffet on Good Friday, and it will be closed on Easter Sunday.
10-3. All right, very good. We're back here at N.A. Metzger Field getting ready for tonight's ball game. Coach Kalpin and Coach Harley going to meet out there at the plate, talk to the umpires, go over the couple pregame things. We do know that the Indians are 9-4, and you said Coldwater is 10-3, correct, Reese? Joined by last year's senior Reese Rogers up here in the booth. Good to have him back. He said this is the first game he's been back. He's only got a couple more games to go. He's been, what's your record this year, Reese?
14-14.
14-14. Not too shabby. Tommy G bringing out some new balls to the blue here behind the home plate. I see one interesting stat. This is Coach Harleman's 22nd season at Coldwater as head coach. He has won 463 ball games compared to 137 losses. It's a pretty impressive stat. That's a stellar program right there, Reese Baum, that's for sure. Looks like the Indians are doing their final tune-up. Coldwater Cavaliers are finished up with their infield. It won't be too long here. We're going to do the national anthem and get this ball game underway. Them clouds, I thought they looked better when I pulled in than they do right now. CP, it's starting to blow in here, my friend.
Yeah, it's not looking too great, but
congratulations goes out to Brent Niekamp. I understand that the school is looking to hire Brent as our new athletic director. He's going to remain the football coach and take on the AD job also. And hats off to Brent. I think he'll do an absolute great job. I'm thrilled for him.
I talked to him today, congratulated him, and he said that he's super excited for that.
I think he will be too. I think it'll be so fun. Fun for him we understand. Graham's moved on to a different career, and hats off to him too. He did a wonderful job while he was here, and Barb stepped in the meantime and filled in the rest of the year, and now Brent's going to take it over, and I think he'll do a spectacular job. WOSN's got their hands full tonight, boys, with the wind and the rain and everything else, trying to keep our cameras dry. A little tent over there by the home dugout.
Got enough room up here.
No, we wouldn't let him up here. No chance. No chance. We haven't heard a thing from old Bobby. Where's my partner out there, Bobby? Where you at, my friend?
I'm waiting for him to pull into his parking spot.
I know. It's still open. Your parking spot's still open, my friend. Get your butt over here. He's obviously got something going, otherwise he'd be here, can't he?
I assume someone told him that we started early, right?
Oh, yeah.
He would have been here by now.
He'll be here.
Yeah.
Big of a Twitter freak he is. I mean, I see three probably tweets about it, so.
Colin Foster in the house. Reese, do you know Bobby broke his toe?
Solid?
Bobby solid broke his middle toe.
Doing what?
He was at, I think he was at their hatchery up north in Oakwood, and they had to go through a shower, and somehow he came out of the shower and stubbed his toe and
broke it.
Yep, I don't feel too sorry for him. I told him he just had a big toenail that was hanging down. He kind of caught on something and snapped his toe back. He didn't see much humor in it. Said it was the worst pain he's ever had in his life. Guy's a classic. What else we know, boys? Colin, what do you know today?
Ready to see some baseball for the 2 innings.
Yeah, you check the radar. How's it looking? Not good. Didn't look good. Yeah, the sprinkle's coming here. I can start to hit the old glass. But, yeah, I did see that. That Sanders was going to try to start at 4, and Minster was trying to start at 4:30.
What? We were supposed to start at 4:30, weren't
we? 5. We were supposed to start at 4:30, but just now sending the home team out to their respective positions, probably getting ready for the national anthem. Riley Post going to be on the mound tonight for the Indians. Garrett Fowler behind the plate. Ryan Post at shortstop. Ian Holman over at first base. Kobe Wendell at second base. Owen Shane will be at third. Outfield will be Riley Will, Regan Martin, and Cody Shinneberry. That's the defense for the Indians. Umbrella's starting to pop out down there, folks. Coach Cap coming over, turning the old lights on the old ball archer. WOSN thinking about we got to cover our cameras up. Oh, no, he's keeping that for himself. He's ponchoing. No chance he gets that on. So far, so good. Watching a guy put a poncho on and 30-mile-an-hour winds kind of funny, boys. He's struggling. Uh-oh, we got a text coming in. It's going to be my partner. Nope. No idea who that is.
Bubba on crutches.
Is Bubba on crutches? He might be on crutches since he broke his toe. He's not coming up if he's on crutches, I can tell you that. That's for sure. All right, we're getting ready for the national anthem, boys. And we'll be back right after this.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Okay. All right, we got that in the books. Nice job by the Fort Recovery High School Pep Band on the national anthem. CP, didn't they sound perfect?
Oh, sounded great.
Yes, I thought so too. Got a text from Bubby. Says he's on the way. Coming back here pretty shortly. He'll be here. Looks like we're getting ready. Pretty shortly. Uh-oh. What Colin do?
Nothing.
Huh? CP did some damage?
No. That was me.
We need some windshield wipers on this window.
We don't have wipes. I'm not sure what we're going to do here. I'm excited for Riley Post out there getting a big start here against the Cavaliers. He threw well the last couple times he's been in the ball games, and I hope he's getting working tonight. It's tough, you know, out there and get a wet ball and stuff. He knows all too much about that. Now.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to throw with, especially when it hits the grass. I mean, umpires got to do, and dugouts got to do a good job wiping down the balls and getting them right back in.
Yeah, keeping them dry is big. Curveball's gotten in there pretty nice, though. First three batters for the Cavaliers tonight is going to be Austin Reithman, Miles Blasingame, and Jacob Winning. Going to face the junior right-hander, Riley Post. Looks to me like we're about one or two warm-ups away. He's going to catch us throwing the ball down right now. So. JB? JB in the house tonight? Looks to me like we're ready for baseball, folks. Just kind of a steady little sprinkle going right now.
You can play in this.
We can play in this, no doubt about it. Comes pitch number one. That's swung on and popped up. It's like Kobe Wendell's going back. He's going to try to make the play on it. And he does. Yep. Out number one. One pitch, one out for Riley Post. Good start. And that's going to bring Miles Blessingame to the plate. Quick pop up right there. He was going to jump on that first pitch fastball and popped him up. Blessingame steps in. Going to take the first pitch a little inside. Next one swung on and found back over the screen. Nah, the old rain's starting to pick up on batter number two. Hopefully it's just one of those deals that lasts for a little bit and then kind of goes away. There's a curveball. He sits on it, waits on it, and he drives it out the right field. And I think we're going to make a play at first base, and we are. Line drive out to Cody Shinneberry. He scoops it up and fires. And Blessingame kind of thinking he's got an easy shot. Well, look who's here. Emily's in the house already. Hello, Emily.
Hi, James.
All right, you're talking more. I love it. How about that? That goes down as a 9-3 put out.
Oh, man.
And that's going to bring up the number three batter, Jacob Winning. What do you got?
Nothing.
Just come up and say how do you do? Yeah. Okay. Cut on the radar there. We've got a little bit of a shower coming through, and then it's going to give us a little break here, don't you think?
Yeah.
If we can get through this next 10, 15 minutes, we should be fine. That one swung on, knocked way out down the right field line. Two outs here, top of the first inning. Pretty steady rain coming down right now, boys. Two balls, one strike. To Jacob Winning, the number three hitter. That one's high and tight for ball number three. Nice play out there by Cody Shinneberry to come in, scoop that baby up on the line drive, and fire to Ian at first to get that out. Ooh, that one's way inside in ball four. So the Cavaliers get their first base runner. That's Jacob Winning. He goes down to first base on a base on balls. Coldwater's 10-3, and Fort Recovery's 9-4. Coldwater come out and lost their first three. That's exactly right. And they've been on a 10-game winning streak. Noah Miller steps in, the first baseman. Runner at first, two outs, top of the first inning, no score. Curveball's a little bit high. One ball, no strikes. The cleanup hitter for the Cavaliers. A quick throw over to first.
Oh, he's got it. If that was that's on the money, that would have been
a little high right there. But
leaning.
Muddy jersey big time. I love it.
It's the worst first thing you get mud all.
That is absolutely rocketed out to Cody, and Cody comes up and he fires. We're going to have a play at third, and I think tagged him right on the helmet. Nice play by Owen Shane down there. Runner didn't stop, and he took off for second. And you know what? Looking at that play right there, and I don't understand it was a base hit. But Cody almost had a play at first base again.
Yeah,
you know that?
Yeah. That's what I was
debating if he'd go.
What I was looking for.
Yeah, that's a hard hit baseball right there. First base hit for the Cavaliers. Bill Miller down to first. Jacob Winning goes over to third on that base hit. And it was a close play at third. Nice play by the Indians. Good cutoff by Ryan Post. Good throw to Owen. So let's get out of this jam here. Runners at first and third. Two outs. Top of the first, no score. And he's looking to hold him to a goose egg. That pitch comes into Garrett a little bit outside. Riley got the first down. His first pitch popped up to the second baseman. Next guy hit a rocket out to Cody. Cody threw him out from right field. Swing and a miss right there. Good fastball by Riley. I hope it quits raining because a wet ball like that, you just can't hit your spots near as good. There goes the runner.
It's a strike.
Runner goes. Throw goes down to second base. And as soon as that throw goes down to second base, running from third takes off and he comes across to score. So I don't know if we had a play on or if that was the play.
I think he just, for that, Riley just got to cut that off. He had two outs.
Riley put his bare hand up.
Yeah. You have to cut that because Riley should have seen that guy on third. Once Garrett threw, he was running. I think if Riley would have cut that off, who had
play. Dang, it wasn't the smartest play, boys. There's a curveball right there across the plate for a strike to make it 2-2 with two outs. Jacob Wang did come across to make the game a 1-0 ball game in favor of the Coldwater Cavaliers. That one's outside. I think you're exactly right, too, Reese. The one that the runner went on.
I mean,
that pitch was a strike.
Especially with two outs. Yeah, I thought it was a strike, too. I thought it was a corner.
Swing and a miss. Got him right there.
Yeah, cut that ball now.
That makes you wonder. I think Coach Kopp coming out to talk to Garrett. All right, the Cavaliers pick up one run here in the top of the first inning, and they hold on to a 1-0 lead. Indians coming up to bat.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Indians going to go Ryan Post, Riley Post, and Ian Holman. First three batters facing Cole Frelling. Pretty tough right-hander from the Cavalier country. Cavaliers picked up that run there in the first. They stranded one also, but hopefully that run doesn't come back to haunt us because potentially they could have been avoided.
Yeah.
On those plays, he throws a guy out at second, inning over, done. See you later. But
Come on, Jerry. Get a butt down with Ryan, especially being a lefty.
Man, I got a feeling that third baseman's going to be playing in on the grass. And Harley's already waving his boys in here. But let's see where that third baseman goes. And I tell you what, though, Ryan's been hitting the ball hard. So
even with a bag, third.
First pitch taken outside for a ball. He's got a pretty good little hook on him. You faced him last year a couple of times.
That's why I was kind of surprised when
that one swung on and down the right field line and foul.
Especially
left field line.
Especially seeing him sign for basketball. I think he's going to be a better athlete in baseball. He's tall, lengthy. I think if he really tried it, I think he'd be upper 80s.
Yeah, he's a pretty good pitcher. That one swung on and fouled off Ryan's foot. One ball, two strikes.
There he is.
Bobby, right slip on the bleachers, breaking another toe.
No crutches or anything.
No. Here comes a 1-2. Popped up out of play. Make him throw a bunch of pitches.
Middle toe. Right side. That's good. Yeah.
Big Bobby in the house. That one's in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher. Two balls, two strikes now. The leadoff guy, Ryan Post. Bobby, we gave one up there in the top half of the first inning.
I was listening.
Yeah. Here comes the 2-2. Swung on and fouled out of play.
You want to talk?
At least the rain kind of slowed down a little bit, didn't it? I mean, it was coming down pretty heavy before.
And it's a little brighter out in the west.
Yeah. Let's look at the old radar. Here's a ground ball foul. Good at bat here, Ryan Post. I think he threw some pitches. I love it. They hit the ball hard in the first inning. They popped the first guy up, and then Blassie game rips one out to Cody Schindenberry, who scoops and fires and throws him out at first base, and he was kind of pulling up like, hey, I got a hit. There's a ground ball to second baseman. Second baseman fields it clean, comes up, fires over to first, and that's out number one. Good at bat, though, for Ryan Post.
So we didn't get started at 4:30.
A quarter till.
Wait on umpires or what?
Nope. They showed up late.
Oh, cold water was late.
Cold water got here about 4:20.
Couldn't get a bus, probably. Low buses. Low on buses. First pitch in there to Riley Post is a little bit high. We got a battle here. Trying to get one back. Riley pitched good in the first inning. Swinging a miss right there on inside curveball. Come on, Riley. Base shot here, babe. That one's outside and in the dirt. Two balls and a strike now, one out here, bottom of the first inning. 1-0 Cavaliers. They popped one on the board here in the top half of the first. Ian Humming on deck. Check swing right there. He did not go around, I didn't think. Ball three. All right, do something neat. Ball four, and we're going to get a base runner. So base on balls for Riley Post here with one out, and that's going to bring Ian
down there. It's
WOSN, my friend.
Oh, we're on TV.
We got a camera right down here. We got a camera right there. We got one over here in the dugout. One on the dugout. There's one out there in right field.
Need a camera in the press box.
We wouldn't let them. We said nope.
Yeah, come on in.
No, I'm saying they need to record us.
$100.
Ooh, charge it.
Yeah.
Ooh, Ian. Ian swings at one. Battling inside there. Anxious. He's anxious to grip one.
I see Reese Rogers is in here.
Reese is in the house. This is his first game of the year, he saw.
Is that right?
In the
India.
Got a little break from school. And swung on and popped straight up. Might land on WOSN's tent. Nope. Behind him.
Here's in my band.
What do you think here?
How come? Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. How come, like, when WSN does, like, a game where Pudge is at, they'll put him on? They won't do us.
No, they don't put Pudge on. Don't tell me that.
Oh, yeah.
There's a ground ball off the middle. Second baseman steps on one. I think he might be safe. Ooh. He bobbled his throw over to the shortstop, and we couldn't see behind the umpire and the pitcher, but I thought for a second he might be safe at second, but he was called out on the force out.
Coach Kapp didn't. He had a good angle there. He didn't say nothing.
Nope. So Ian Reach is on a fielder's choice. Riley's throw down 4-6. Out number two. So Big Joe Homan steps in there. He's DHing tonight for Owen Shane playing third base. You know, there's a ground ball back up right to the cold. Pitch cold frilling. The pitcher. Couple steps towards first. Underhands over to the first baseman, and that's out number three. So the Indians get a runner on, but nothing to show for it. And after one complete, quarter one, Indians nothing.
years now, you've heard that Ford Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Ford Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our Ford to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Ford Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the top of the second inning. Riley Post going to take the mound again. He's going to face Will Broering, Cole Frilling, and Ross Weigel. 6, 7, and 8 in the lineup for the Cavaliers. They popped one across the plate in the top of the first inning. And on play, that if we could do it over, but you can't do that. We'd probably do some different things. But ooh, nice curveball. Had him frozen. Had lunch today with Coach Dorner from the Redskin country.
Sean's here, you know?
I don't know. That baby is ripped hard out to right field. Right at right, he will, and that's going to number one.
He's on track, Bubba.
Okay. He's mad whenever I... When you tweet to him and he's here.
Marty's out there.
Yep. That means you do it more often.
Yipper.
That's what I'm thinking. All right, here comes a... Ooh, that one's going to come inside, and that's going to plunk Cole Frilling. So the pitcher hit the pitcher. Totally unintentional, obviously. So now we're going to face a number 8 hitter, Ross Weigel, the right fielder. Runner at first now. One out. Zach McKibben on deck. Yeah, I had lunch with Coach Dorner today, and he was trying to get some intel off of me about the Indians. I said, no go, Coach. There's a bunt down the first base line, and that's going to go foul. I told him if he wanted to get some intel, he had to talk to you.
Is that not opening the window?
Think about it.
See what happens.
I think it's raining. All right, we'll leave it up to JB to hook her up.
If it rains, we'll close it.
On hinges. Oh, this broom ain't working too good in the mud, is it? On home
quicksand.
Jerry had to bring a couple towels out. Clean the old plate off.
Pretty good old crowd out here, little ball.
Oh, yeah. Be a heck of a lot better, too, if we wouldn't have this shot of rain. There goes the runner. Throw down to second. He's going to be in there with a stolen base. So Frilling goes down to second. So now they got a runner in scoring position with one out. Chris Weigel's still the batter. No balls, two strikes on him.
Cole Frilling's mom from Fort Kever.
Bethy.
Wolf. Yep. Bethy Wolf, right?
Mm-hmm. I saw her walking a little while ago.
Great family. She's always in. Their wolves are the nicest people.
You betcha. That one's outside.
good pitch on 0-2. I had Skinner was in my class, Stevie. One of my good buds in school. Here comes the 1-2. That one's fouled.
Give up on Reds yet?
Yeah, they haven't been making me love them too much.
Can't hit.
Here comes the 1-2. Good swing and a miss right there. Got him on the curveball. Pulled the string on Ross Weigel, and that's going to be out number two. He goes down swinging. Strikeout number two for Riley. And now Zach McKibben, the number 9 hitter, comes to the plate.
Who's our old baseball coach? What was his name?
Court?
No. What McKibben was that? Shane?
Shane McKibben, yeah. I want to say he's in Boston.
I want to say he's in South Carolina, but I don't know.
Let's go east. Let's go. He went east,
yeah. Riley's throwing hard.
He warmed up nice. He looked good. And he had to pitch in that wet inning here when it was coming down hard. Yeah.
Is there a rule at all on jersey numbers being the same?
Not that I know.
Is our number 9 hitter and our leadoff hitter for Coldwater the same number?
Is that right? His number 2 is on his back?
Yep.
No. We're going to have to come up with something. This curveball outside.
Why would they have the same numbers?
I don't have it on here. I got Austin Reithman with number 2, but I got Zach McKibben with number 8.
On
that swung on, popped up. Looks like Ian Holm is going to be able to make a play on it, and he does, and that's going to be out number 3. So we got through an inning and a half. We got to get up here and get a couple runs across the plate here because you never know, Bobby. This could be a short version of a 5-inning baseball game the way this goes. But after 1.5 in the books, Cavaliers 1, Indians nothing.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multizone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4800.
58. Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Easter is around the corner, and make it extra special for someone you love. Kalp Pharmacy offers a selection of Easter chocolates and candies, Melissa and Doug toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you'll be sure to find the perfect gift. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, we're back. Getting ready for the bottom of the second inning. It's going to be Fowler, Shinnerberry, and Will. First three batters for the Indians. So a little trivia here for you.
It is, but it's pretty good. There's karaoke this song.
We got a lot of good baseball guys in here. So Chris Doerner's telling me they had a little bit of a issue at a ball game. I think they were playing. It might have been Mercedes. Anyway, so let's say a fly ball goes out to the outfielder and the runner wants to tag up. And the ball hits the guy's glove and it pops off and then he re-catches it. Well, when can the guy tag?
That happened here. That happened to us in the tournament a couple years ago.
When it hits the glove or when it's actually caught?
I think it's when it's caught.
Well,
it was a big discrepancy. I think it was in our regionals.
Really? Well, first pitch into Garrett Fowler is low. In the end, it's actually when the ball hits his glove. And their guy took off when it hit the glove. That one swung on and popped up over the second baseman's head. Looks like the center fielder is going to come in and make a play, and he does. So fly ball out to center field. Out number 1 is going to bring Cody Shinnerberry to the plate. So, yeah, he said the real rule is as soon as it hits the glove.
Yeah, it'd have to be that.
It'd have to be that.
Tags up.
Well, if you have an easy pop-up, you just pop it up, you know. You think,
or keep, you hit your glove, just keep throwing it up in the air.
Yeah.
Like a yo-yo.
Not yet. Not yet. Nope, not yet.
psych?
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
How good an athlete is this Frilling kid?
He's a stud.
He absolutely carried that team to the regionals this year.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't the only player, but he was an absolute man.
He was a stud on the old hoops, that's for sure. One ball, one strike. Cody Schinneberry, one out here, bottom of the second inning. Cavaliers lead by 1-0. That one catches the inside corner for strike 2. Need some base runners here, folks. That one's high. Good eye by number 10. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Come to the Uncle Charlie boys, just letting you know, a little bit heads up. That one's inside.
Hit the catcher, right?
Hit the catcher's knee pad, all right. I had to go home and watch that. About 10 times watching.
That's unbelievable.
I got the batter and the catcher and the umpire. Plus. All right, Cody hanging in there. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Chokes up. Fouls one back to the screen. Riley Will on deck here for the Tribe. That one's inside. Ball 4.
Oh boy, Cody, get it back.
The second base on balls so far for Frilling.
Clean out the old. Thank God they turned that down or off.
That's one thing about this window being open. All right, Riley steps in there. Go ahead, runner at the plate. Go ahead. Ooh, that one gets away.
All right.
Curve ball gets away from the catcher. Cody moves on to second base. So that is called the Fremont.
So that's called? It's, well, it's related to the free bird.
Fremont. So now Riley's got a chance to drive in the tying run. He'll be 1-0 on deck here for the Indians. Here comes the 1-0, and there's the bunt down the first baseline. Dandy bunt, too, by the way. That's fair ball. Ooh, he had to lob that over Riley's head.
Is he bunting for hit? Why would he bunt there?
With 1 out, I don't know. Maybe Jerry's thinking, hey, pass ball. Get him over there, we get a pass ball. So sacrifice punt by Riley Will. Goes 1-3 in the book for out number 2. Now Kobe steps in there. Kobe's been swinging a hot bat. If he can find a little hole. There's a hard hit ball down to the third baseman. Third baseman comes up with it. He fires over and he makes the play. Gets him by about a step and a half. Well, the Indians get a runner to third, but we don't get him home. And after two in the books, 1-0 Cavaliers.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
At Full Brothers and Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Full Brothers and Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
All right, Bobby, here we go. Getting ready for the top of the third inning. Cavaliers going to roll the old top back here, and they're going to have Austin Reithman, Miles Blassingame, and Jacob Wenning, first three batters here for the Cavaliers. Garrett Fowler having a little chit-chat down there with old Mr. Reithman. Hey. Riley doing a little mud cleaning of his own out there with the old spikes on the bump. Riley will with the Riley Post with the first pitch here, and that one's inside for ball one to start the top of the third inning. Emily was up here ready today. You missed her.
Is that right?
Yeah. She's getting a little louder as she comes up. It's all good. That one's high and inside again. Two balls, no strikes. Get in front of these guys, Riley. Come on, babe. That one's outside. There's one right down the pipe for strike three. Taken all the way was Austin Reithman. Last game on deck. Absolutely right down the middle again. Strike two. Don't try to get cute here. Throw a strike. Make him hit it. If he hits it, he hits it. Here comes a 3-2, and he does hit it, and that's a foul ball. That's pretty close to fair, Bobby. I really thought it was fair. I know one thing. It was past Dylan Chain before he even knew the ball was hit.
It is foul. Carter's just working him up a little.
Absolutely.
Get that call later.
Absolutely.
Came down there laughing.
Yeah. Here comes a 3-2.
Good.
Got him on a swing and a miss. Ball gets away from Austin. He fires down to Ian, and that's a strikeout. Third strikeout of the game so far for Riley Post. That was fabulous coming back right there. Blasting game gets pulled out of the game by Harley, and in comes the Herco boy, Josh Herco. I can tell you right now that Mr. Blasting Game, there's a ground ball right back up the middle.
Gotta feel that.
Gets it to Kobe. Kobe turns and fires it over into the dugout.
Riley has got to make that play.
It just kind of snuck that between his arms. Yeah.
I'll tell you, he should have got that one.
Well, Kobe made a great play out. He got over there. He turned. He had plenty of time, but he fired it way wild.
It's an E4.
That's going to go down in the books as an error on the second baseman. So Herco reaches first base, and that's going to bring Jacob Wenning. Nice curveball across the plate for strike one. The other thing Donner was telling me, it was Brazil's game. They had four pickoffs at second base between the two teams.
Is that right?
He said, thank God we only had one got picked off. There's a hard hit ball out towards center field. Regan Martin on his horses. He comes over and makes a nice running play. Tell you what, they're hitting the ball hard, boys. We just got to get in there and start hitting it hard, too. So Wenning goes down, a fly ball to the center field for out number two, and that's going to bring Noah Miller to the plate.
I'll smite popcorn or anything. We getting popcorn popping down there?
I don't know. Strong wind. I don't see anybody eating popcorn.
Ain't nobody burning on right field either, is there?
Well, that's a blessing.
I killed us last game.
Ball right there, gets a piece of it, fouls it off back to the fence. 0-1 count, two outs here. Top of the third inning. One nothing ball game. Swing and a miss on a curveball. What do you think here? Get him 0-2. Throw him a smoker, you throw him another bender.
Don't throw him a strike.
Here comes the 0-2. Outside, and he reaches out, and he grabs it. Right down, though, and Shane at third base. And that's out number three. So four up and three down for the Cavaliers, and we're good through two and a half. Cavaliers still hanging on to a 1-0 lead.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back here for the bottom of the third inning. Indians going to go Regan Martin and roll the top to Ryan Post and Riley Post. First three batters here against the senior Cole Frelin. 1-0 ball game. Cavaliers scored one in the top of the first inning, and nobody's been across the plate since.
Come on, there's a chair sitting. I just saw that.
All right, Ricky Martin steps in.
Watching.
Well, number nine hitter steps in there, watches the first one come in low and inside. Boy, I'd like to get this leadoff guy on. CP, come on, baby. Hey, there's some seeds. Swinging a miss right there on a fastball right down the middle of the plate. You know, the only reason I'd watch the game on WOSN is because I think that camera out right
beyond it
could have the boys on there a couple times.
Moon them. There's $20.
Neil, can we say that?
Oops, there you go.
Yeah, there goes Betsy.
Do not moon the camera. And maybe that's why Pudge gets to do the game when we don't. Here comes the one ball, two strikes to Regan Martin. Pulled the string on him, and he had him out in front. That's the first punch out for Cole Frelin. Out number one here in the bottom of the third, and we roll the top back to Ryan Post. Ryan had a great at-bat in the first inning. Battled. Finally hit a ground ball to second baseman. It was a good at-bat.
You talked about Brent Niekamp becoming a named athletic director.
I'm so fired up.
I think that's a great hire. I think step one.
Yep.
That's what we need.
There's a ground ball up the middle. Shortstop's going to come over and field it. Going to fire down across the field, and he's going to get Ryan at first base. He'll go down 6-3 in the book. Out number two. That's going to bring Riley Post to the plate. Get a guy on, maybe get a double here. You don't know. A little two-out bingo. I've always got time for that.
Just check the radar. Looks like it might hold off till about 7 now.
All right. That first pitch is taking a little bit high for a ball.
We're good to go. We'll get this in.
Well, I hope we score two runs in.
Yep.
That one hits the outside edge. Good pitch right there by Mr. Frelin. One ball, one strike. Look at the little slugger over the batting cage, Bobby. Got peek out there. You guys whip a ball bat.
You ready to go?
It's pretty cute.
I don't know. That's a good popcorn, man. You need any yet?
Oh, that might be Josh's little
ball. Oh, it is. Yep. Yeah. I'm in.
Awesome. Here comes a two-ball, one-strike to Riley. Oh, that's inside. He gets out of the way just in the nick of time.
Come on. Game on there. Riley was on first time, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yep, Riley reached on the base on balls.
Green light him here.
Comes 3-1. He does get the green light, and he absolutely missiles one just foul down that left field line. Check out. Better have his glasses tuned in on that one, my friends.
Uncle Charlie.
Yeah, he's going to pull string again just like he did on Regan. I can see it. Comes the pitch. That's inside, ball four. Good eye by Riley. No way. Who's
Jay Beam with the Band of Hell fame.
My dad loved Benny Hill.
Who didn't like Benny Hill?
Me.
Why? I love Benny Hill. I like the way he patted that little bald guy on the head. He's good at that, patting him on the head. Funny stuff. Check it out. He steps in there. We got tying run at first base with Riley Post. Second time he's walked in this ballgame, and Ian steps in the plate with two outs. Takes that pitch a little bit outside for ball one. Tell you what, we're making him work here a little bit. How many pitches does he have?
Hey, he is sitting at 55.
They're shallow. Pop one over the head. Left fielder center is shallow. He's got some pop in his back.
Oh, he could definitely get it over their head if he can get a hold of one. Oh, man. That one swung on out towards right field. Right fielder's got room to make a play. If he can get there, he dives, and it's just off the end of his glove.
Good effort. Got to make sure that jersey needs washed.
Indians in New Bremen tomorrow night, boys, right here on First Area Radio. Should be no problem. 44 degrees.
Hey, I don't think they got a press box.
No.
Well, we were outside. Freezing
our coconuts off in there. We got a press box?
Oh, we're in it.
Yep.
We got to put McNeil on that one.
We'll give him $100
a piece.
Yep.
Inside the end.
You see New Bremen fired their head coach.
I did not see that.
Francis, yeah.
No kidding. All right, here. Come on, Ian. This is a hitter's pitch right here. Two outs. Get ready, my friend. There goes the fastball. It's down low. Riley's taking off. Here goes the throw down, and it gets all the way out to center field. And Riley's going to have himself a stolen base. So now,
half the lights are on.
Ooh, they were on before. They were all on.
Uh-oh.
Guaranteed they were all on earlier because they made the comment.
We're done. Josh's kids out there pulling flappers.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom.
Here comes the 3-1. Come on, Ian. Big hit here. Come on, my friend.
Oh!
Chased an outside pitch.
Picked him off.
Hey, get up! Jerry's going to hold him.
Oh, Jerry.
Oh, Ian chased an outside pitch. Riley got stranded out there in the middle of nowhere.
They sit now. Come on,
quick throw down to second base. And Riley gets on to over to third, so that was looking terrible there for a second, folks. But now it's 3-2.
Boy, when you look that bad on a curveball, you got to think it's coming again.
I would have to think so. 3-2 count. He's got a base open. They get bad here for Ian Homan. Here comes the pitch, and that's a ground ball. Back up the middle. Come on, Ian. Run hard.
Big time play.
Shortstop came in, barehanded it, made a throw over to first, and got him by a one step.
The Jacob Lennon?
Son of a gun.
You can't say son of a gun on WSN either. We can't be on that.
Can't say that?
I don't know. I don't think.
Man, that's as close as we got to scoring a run, though. We're 3-3. Cavaliers still clinging to a one-to-run lead.
Miracle Lanes is having a great Lent special. Every Friday night during Lent, you can get a pound of their hand-breaded, freshly cooked polyp for only $7. Just call 375-4274 and drive through and pick it up. The dinner includes chips and coleslaw or potato salad, or you can choose shrimp instead of the polyp. That same great fish that they serve on their Friday lunch buffet is now available on Friday nights. You can get shrimp or a full pound of their hand-breaded polyp with chips and coleslaw or potato salad for only $7. Every Friday during Lent, you can eat it there or just drive through and pick it up. Miracle Lanes, great fish dinners for only $7. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes will not be open for their lunch buffet on Good Friday, and it will be closed on Easter Sunday.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. Cavaliers clinging to that one-run lead, that one they scored in the first inning, and it's going to be Jake Himmelgarn, Will Broering, and Cole Frilling.
Come on. He's putting up zeros. We're threatening.
Yeah, we just got to blank him here. 5-6-7. First pitch in there by Riley. A little bit low. How many pitches has Riley got?
43.
Oh, he's been good. Pop's going good. Stale.
Okay.
What do you think? It's a little chewy, friend?
Not a lot of like that.
What?
Yeah.
Jeez, I'm bringing you my popcorn over the next day.
That was the shortest Miracle Lines commercial ever. Miracle Lines will be closed for Good Friday. Closed Sunday. Bye.
You run out of breath or what? No, I think, you know, it's a short commercial, so it probably only cost him a buck or two. Trying to save seconds. Not a good start for Riley. He walks the guy on four straight pitches, so Himmelgarn goes down on the base on balls. That is only his second walk of the game. We just need to roll us a double play here. Something special.
Pinch runner?
Looks like Harley's up to something here. Talking back to the dugout, I don't think. Giving the signal down to the runner.
I'll just keep eating this stale popcorn pretty happy.
Well, you can have it. Why don't you just hold it out the window and let it get wetter? Runner at first. Quick throw over. Riley pretty quick with that snap throw over to first base. He's only getting about a step. Look at that. Three steps. There's the pitch and there's the bunt, and it's fouled. Throwing your batter, Cole Frilling on deck. One nothing ball game. Big, big game. Battle of the unbeaten here in the MAC. Here comes the pitch. There's a bunt. Tough bunt. Owen picks it up and he fires it out in right field. So now the runner's going to end up over at third base. Cody Shinneberry's got the ball. He brings it in, and it's back to Riley Post. Owen picked up a wet ball and just swung it over to Ian, and that's going to go down as an E5.
Girls softball team leads Coldwater 4-0 after three.
Ooh, Coldwater pretty tough, too, ain't they?
Don't know. Colin? Colin says they're not too bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Good talk, Colin. Keep up the good work, my friend. So Frilling comes to the plate.
Yeah, work tomorrow?
We work half days.
That's stupid. Good Friday, God's Day.
Starts at 3. Starts at noon. I'm going to go back to work at 3.
Yeah, funny.
There's the bunny. He shows it. Ooh, hang on to that ball, Garrett. Garrett fakes down the second and then fires over to third, and he's standing on the bag. So now we got runners at second and third, nobody out.
You can tell how big a batter this is. The infield's in. Coach Kevin knows runs are in the middle, so knows rain's on the way. So
that's exactly right. Here comes the pitch. Good, nice pitch right there by Riley. Gets a strike. No balls, two strikes to Frilling.
Riley's as cool as a cucumber out there.
Right now he is. Yeah. Right now he is. We just got to play good defense here. Garrett's going to be tough behind the plate. That one's inside. Fastball. He's zinging that baby close to 80. That was a good pitch. High and inside on a 0-2 count. That one's popped straight up, and Bobby, that's going to hit us for sure. Nothing?
Nothing.
Rift Spicer routing on this press box, come right through and bonk us in the head. I'm dead classic.
That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? Boom.
I'd like to see us fall through the floor. That'd be the best.
We'll be announcing all somewhere, laying on top of the popcorn machine.
We'd be happy, though.
Yep. Snickers bar.
Hi, Dan.
Oh! About had that one.
Frilling's hanging in there. Found that one back to the screen. Still one ball, two strikes. No outs. Runners at second and third.
I'd like to see about a 50-mile-an-hour curveball right here.
Pull the old Yankee old thing on him. Got him right there. Got him. Strike three on Cole Frilling. So now we got one out. And we got the number eight and number nine batters go here. So come on, Riley. Do your thing here.
You've got to be ready for the squeeze.
Yeah, because Harley will do that
absolutely.
In a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
We'll do that in a heartbeat.
Get in here. All right, Jerry's going to say, boys, let's figure this out.
He's going to try to get one run across there. He's got runners at second and third. Nobody out. He's going to try to get a runner across.
These two, Coach Harley, Coach Cal, they've coached each other for years. Right now, Jerry's saying, here's what's going to happen, boys. And the Indians are going to do the hidden ball trick. Stick her in the old Owen Chain's pocket. You in or out?
I'm in. Yeah, it's big.
Wouldn't that be a classic? Would be the all-time greatest hidden ball trick. Tag him out and then throw it over to second and get him, too, and double
him
up.
Just double shoot him. You guys lied to me, too.
Why?
You said my parking spot was open.
It was when we said it.
Yeah, well, good thing I didn't pull up.
Well, you didn't show up until the bottom of the first.
It was there when you
I
got
pulled
here,
up at
too.
5 till 5, Hoss. Came start at 4:30, my friend.
Well, I get a text at 4:15 from McSpencer, and my phone don't work at the Elks. You're in dungeon there.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, here we go. One out here, runners at first and second.
Owen
Ross Weigel, the batter. Here comes the pitch. One's in the dirt. Ball one. A lot of cars out there in left field, Bobby.
Yeah. Boy, this is a big inning.
Yep. Big inning. All right, we got somebody warming up down there.
Got a ball getaway?
Yep.
Cole Greasy.
Don't bring him in.
Runner of the back.
That was just that was his first long toss.
Oh, okay.
He's all right. He's crazy. He's crazy already. He's just warming up. Big at bat here for Weigel. Big out here for the Indians. That one's outside.
Absolutely got no problem with a walk here.
I wonder if maybe that wasn't some of it. Wasn't some of the talk. Yeah. There's a ground ball foul down the third baseline. Yeah, maybe Jerry said, hey, throw him a couple ones up there that if he chases them, then we get a chance for a punch out. But... balls in a strike now to Weigel. Runners at second and third. 1-0 game here. Cavaliers got the lead. Here comes the pitcher. He gets
all right.
How about that?
Look at third. All right. Squeezes on. It was a squeeze the whole
squeeze
day.
Squeeze bunt all the way, and he never got the bat on the ball, and Garrett come out there, blocked it, and tagged him out. Absolutely pitch perfect, my friends.
He's just wild. So we got what happened.
So him was
on the pitch. He couldn't bunt it.
He couldn't get down that low.
Right.
Yeah. Couldn't get down that low. And,
get out of
and,
here.
You know what? I think Gary went out and told him. I do believe. Out number two. So now they have a runner at third now. That one's fouled over towards my
safe. That's about $1,500 bill.
Oh, my God. That was close. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Boy, the Indians can get out of this game.
452-9201 if you're listening. We'd love to hear from you.
Shirley Kathy Esther's here today.
Don't call me Shirley.
First off, don't ever call me Shirley.
Colin Foster's here.
karaoke tonight or something. I wouldn't mind going out tonight. Got a good karaoke place in Swanee.
Here comes a tutu.
And a nice show guy.
Curveball rocked him up, Bobby. How about that? Frozen, cut across that plate. What a beautiful pitch, and what a great inning for the Indians.
Come on now.
That was exciting, boys. All right. That's out number three, and that was a big, big out for the Indians. They hold them right there. Runners at second, third, and nobody out. Indians hold, and it's still 1-0 after 4.5 in the books.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The AL234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, fifth capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the fourth inning. Indians need one to tie this bad boy up.
We a hit. We ain't got a hit.
We are hitless. We've stranded three runners so far. So we go 4-5-6, Joe Homan, Garrett Fowler, Cody Shinneberry, and I feel a run coming on. Feeling me a run. Joe, come on, my friend. That was about hitting him in the fingers.
He hit that ball, and if he don't swing it, it's in the nose.
Wow. He's ready. He was anxious to hit.
Here's what we need. We need to get to this inning and then hold him, and then the tornado hits.
And then let her rain. Man. All right, Jesse found himself in the hole. No balls, two strikes. Chased a bad one, and then he was going to watch a pretty one. Come on, Jesse, make up for it right here. Here comes the 0-2, curveball, and he rips that baby in there for a hit. That's what I'm talking about. There's the Indians' first base hit, and Big Joe's got her, and he's standing down at first with nobody out. So now you got Garrett Fowler coming up with Cody Shinneberry on deck. You going to bunt him now? You going to try to get that runner in scoring position, Bobby?
Got
to
bunt.
I think you might be right.
Hey, Joe Fowler listening says, good game, boys. Let's get some runs. By the way, I didn't see you guys fall through the floor. Who said that?
Joe Fowler. Well built, Big Joe.
It better be with me and you sitting over here.
Well built. Worried about the right side a little bit. Plus, I got my feet spread apart pretty far, so I bounce.
Yeah. Hey, I will say one thing. I was going to tell you this. At your mom's funeral mass, St. Joe's pews.
Tiny.
They're tiny, and they bow.
They've been there since...
We put new stained glass windows. Let's put some heavy-duty pews in.
Need some center props.
What a beautiful church.
I've been on that bad boy since I was born, and those seats have been about 52 years.
I love it because it's still the old style pews.
Oh, yeah.
You put your hat on, they got the hat holders.
I used to flip them, make noise.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember how many times my butt got red from flipping them bad boys. And then you go back the next week. You go back the next week and think you can control it. It finally gets away from it.
Yeah. Next thing you know, you're in a headlock.
Yeah. All right, Garrett's going to bunt. And he does. He puts that baby down right in front of Cole Frilling. Cole comes up and he fires over to first. And that is the absolute exactly what Garrett Fowler needed to do. So he laid that baby down. Kind of tomahawked that bad boy. But absolutely perfect. So now our lone senior, Cody Shinneberry, with a chance to drive in the game's tying run.
Look how shallow they are out there in left field. Cody's done pretty well this year hitting Oppo, too.
He does. He can. Well, I'll tell you what, if he can slap an Oppo right here, CP, I'm proud of him. I don't care where he puts it. Just put that bad boy in a green spot. How about that? You don't see that very often either. Cody Telt called time just in the nick of time.
Yeah, usually they don't grant that.
Well, the other day in that,
John Shockwood,
he did not. He did not grant it.
He called that. Two strikes.
Come on, Cody. Come on, Cody. Here's a pitch. That one's in the dirt.
Good stop, boy.
Great job right there.
Who's their catcher? Austin Griefman.
Nice job. He used to, remember, was that guy, or Gear?
Yeah.
Remember that? Was it last year? He picked us, dude.
Yeah, they always got good.
The backstops?
Yeah.
They get bad here for number 10.
Come on, 10. Come on, 10.
Here comes the pitch. Sutton's in the dirt, and that's going to get away. Holman's going to take off, and here comes the throw. He's in there.
Whew. He's a long strider.
I tell you what, Big Josie, seven long steps all over to third base, but the throw was just a little bit on the foul side, and Josie slides in there, and he's safe. So
I think this is the third inning in a row we had a runner at third.
Second.
Okay.
Shut up.
Second. Didn't we have to run?
Nope. Cody got stranded to second.
All right. Come on, 10. Now hit dust, I'm sure.
Yeah, now we need to get one out there somewhere. Get her in the grass. Infield coming in. That one swung on and slapped foul down the left field line.
Oh, camper.
Hit Mr. Marv's camper.
Sorry, Marv. Marv got a nice little camper there.
Yeah, it is. Except for the hole in the side.
Uh-oh, raindrops.
Sprinkles. Come on, Cody. Big time to get a hit. Big time to get a hit. Let's go now, my friend. Let's go. Two balls, one strike. There's the pitch. Fouled back even further. And this one's going to go through Marv's house window.
Marv.
Cody's going to owe him about $700 in windows.
We close this bad boy, or are we hanging on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to rain for a while. Let's close the window.
Yes.
Now let's watch Cody get ahead here. All right. Here comes a 2-2. Curveball. He gets, gets a piece of it. Nipper. Back right across the old catcher's mitt. Back to the screen. Rain coming down pretty heavy now, folks. Oh, now the umpire wants to... He's going to... Jeez. He's wiped out by the window. All right, we're going to take a look. Yep, I got the window. All right, folks. Rain coming down pretty hard right now. 2-2 count. One out, and the umpires are going to call a little bit of a rain delay right now. Son of a gun, I thought we were going to get through this.
We had just a little pickle shower there. Problem is, them things are developing.
Let me look. I'm good at this weather. You are as close to Gil Whitney as I've ever seen. Was it Gil Whitney?
Gil's dead.
That doesn't mean he wasn't a meteorologist.
He was, yeah.
My dad always liked Gil Whitney.
What? Yeah, we need like a home plate and a...
Oh, yeah, there you go. Covering up the pitcher's mound out there. Looks like we're going to get a tarp. We're going to cover up home plate. Indians want to play this game, boys.
No, we need to get that run in and let it rain.
They had the team take the tarp off the field today during lunch.
Oh, did they?
Yep.
Tomorrow night, Bobby and I, looks like
yeah, let's play ball. Let's go.
Yep, wrap them up. Umpires are like, put them tarps away, boys. Right now, if you're the managers and the team, you're thinking, wait a minute. I'm out of breath. All right, let's take a break here. Let's see what they decide. CP,
they're saying no. Let's go. Load them up.
That's going to take them a little bit. Let's take a couple commercial break, pay a couple bills, and we'll be back here in just a bit with a 2-2 count. Cody Shinneberry on in the batter's box.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside. inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
You'd think our new athletic director would be out here working on the diamond.
Yeah, he ain't sworn in yet, I don't think.
He's terrible.
We can't give him hell until he gets sworn in.
I can't. See, Barb was out here before. She's still getting paid.
I'm on Brent's side on this one. But next year at this time, if he ain't out here.
The umpire says, I got the drives it, boys.
Let her loose.
Guys, there's plenty of it. Put plenty of it down. Still got more baseball to play this year.
We got 100 bags in the shed.
Harper's got 400 of them out there on one pallet.
We put a half a cup on the left-hand side and maybe a three-quarter cup on the right-hand side of the battery.
Big rake, though. Hey, we got a banana phone.
Banana phone.
See if we got anybody listening.
Jake, ask Bubba.
Jake, you can. Jake says... We only read clean tweet.
Oh, is he sending potty stuff again?
I tell you, he's just angry guy.
Why is he so mad?
Got a baby on the way.
Shut up.
Sam and Carter are both pregnant.
Oh, congratulations to you and the missus, yeah. My friend.
Here we go.
Go work out there. He's heading back out. Big Joe. Joe says, I got to go back to third? Yes, my friend. We got to get you across the plate.
This is big. It's still raining because the water's dripping off.
Oh, wouldn't that be something now if it rains again?
No, it'd be great if he hits it out.
Oh, that would be great.
Might want to close that off.
You yell at me one more time.
I didn't yell at you.
You yelled at me.
I'm just making sure we don't start getting wet again.
I'm going to let it go because I knew it was coming. You gotta just don't push it. Got this nudge, easy nudges.
You gotta get a bunch of mud down there so the first pitch throwing slipped.
He slipped on that one.
Did he?
He raced it around there a little bit, bunch of loose stuff.
We'll do whatever it takes to win.
Oh, we'll cheat. Uh-huh. We ain't cheating right now, boys. We got a runner in third. 7 big long strides away from tying this bad boy up at once.
Is WCSM here?
Nope.
Why? Here we go.
Still got some sprinkles going, but Cody's going to step back in there. Big Joe back down at third. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 away here in the bottom of the 4th inning. Still a big at bat. Longest at bat I've ever seen for Cody Schoenberg. Here comes the pitch, and he shows the bunt, and he bunts that bad boy down to third, and they're coming home.
Oh, Joe.
Look at Jerry. Absolutely put that bunt right down the third base line, and now we lost our base runner coming home.
It was a suicide squeeze, and he didn't suicide.
Yeah. Suicide squeeze, and Joe just...
He stopped.
Man, that's a killer. But he laid that down perfect, too.
Oh, yeah, this is my contact.
Yeah, laid it down perfect. So Cody down at first base on the fielder's choice. Big Joe, he is out. Goes down 5-2 in the book. Mental mistake right there for our base running. Killer. So now with 2 outs, Kobe Wendell steps in there.
Great.
Riley Will, I'm sorry.
He's there.
Man, he couldn't have did it any better.
Good play by Coldwater. Got to take their hats off.
Yeah, good play.
But
one ball, one
play, it shouldn't matter. All you got to do is make contact, and he scores.
That was popped up and out of play. Man, oh, man. Yeah, he should have been across the plate before he ever picked the ball up. 1 ball, 2 strikes down to Riley Will. That one swung on out towards center fielder. Center fielder going back about 10 steps, and he's going to have time to make the play. And that ends the inning. My partner's going to be doing the 5th inning for us. He's going to try to knock it down Coldwater and get us a couple runs. Bobby will be back. We're down 1-0, 3-4.
Have you been?
been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
All right, we're back here, top of five. The Indians still trail 1-0. Indians with a golden opportunity to tie it up right there.
Son of a gun.
Runner at third base and one out, and squeezes on, and Kolar makes a nice play. And they throw out Joe Homan at the plate. We're going to the fifth. It is 9-1-2. That first pitch hits it. So a base hit by pitch for Zach McKinnon. And that brings up leadoff hitter Austin Reichman with,
well,
Josh Hickory. What's that name?
Herko.
Herko?
Yep.
Who wrote that?
I did.
Okay, so you blame me for my writing sometimes?
Brother, I built his dad's house.
Herko. Look like Hickory.
Hickory!
It is in that movie.
I won't argue with it.
Hickory? Hoosiers. Remember it?
No.
They walk into the gym. What gym was that? Hinkle Fieldhouse.
Hickory!
Echoes?
I just remember Gene Hackman.
You probably didn't like that movie either.
I did. I liked Hoosiers.
All right, here we go. Top of the order. Runner first.
I haven't seen it in 40 years, so I don't remember Hickory.
I watch it every time. Songs like Shawshank.
Quick throw over to first gets away from Ian, and that's going to move the runner at least to first, or at least to second, now to third.
That's the fastest human being I've ever seen.
Josh Herko fast.
But that's McKibben. Herko might be fast too, but.
Who's over at third? I thought you said, oh, Herko's on deck. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
What do you got going here?
Right here. Base on balls.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's why I got hit by.
Now we're out talking to Riley, seeing what's going on here and seeing what we're going to do.
Just need to calm down.
Well, we don't want to give him a crooked number, I can tell you that. See,
no.
Actually, it was a fast throw over to
the window. And that's
down to first. Well, that's all perfect. Well, you're mad at this seat because you got center pole. You're mad at that seat because you can't get down the right field line.
It's a mad human being.
Why don't you, CP?
CP's got the best seat in the house.
Yeah, why don't we let Bob sit there the next time and you plug in over here.
All right. What's wrong with that seat?
He'll sit over there and then he can't see Marv Collins.
It's all right.
First guy go on.
You stay right where you're at.
Everything works good right there. I'm gonna give it to the first baseman because he should have had it.
Just misses 1-1. Runner third, nobody out. Indians trailing 1-0 here at the top of the fifth. Really don't want to give up a big inning here, folks.
No siree.
Runs are hard to come by for that Indian offense against the ace Cole Frilling. There's a good pitch, flared on to first base,
out of play.
Yeah, it's gonna get out.
I don't know.
Now, they should just leave the gate open. He could have ran out there and caught it.
Illegal.
But I like your way you're thinking. See?
He whatever. Said, whatever it takes to win.
Exactly.
Leave the or game. You could leave it there, leave a four-wheeler there so you can jump on the four-wheeler, take off, and get one in the parking lot. Get a little faster out there.
One ball, two strikes.
See, this is how baseball can be better.
Come on, Riley. Come on, kid. Infield in, trying to get that runner home. Got him swinging. Nice job. Reithman goes down on strikes. Post has been terrific, folks.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's one out runner remains at third, and it is Josh Hickory.
More cough drops. I need more cough drops. Triple soothing action.
Yeah, bad.
Where are you going, CP?
I had one. Solid, though. Real happy with him. Left-handed hitter, Urko. Jacob Winning on deck. Rest of the squeeze again. Curveball just misses on the outside.
Nice thing about the Urko boy batting left-handed. He can see him coming down just like Cody did, but you're focused on that ball. You can't focus on both.
That's fouled.
Mr. Softball beat New Bremen 13-1. Minster softball's tough.
Yeah, they're undefeated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The 1-1. That is a rocket to right field, and that's going to be over the head of Cody Shinneberry. McKibben is going to trot around and score, and it is a double.
Good throw by Cody in the second base.
And the Cavaliers now lead it 2-0.
Jesus.
He tatered that one, but was...
Yeah, he hit that on the screws.
That brings up Jacob Winning with Noah Miller on deck.
Might be a pitching change, yeah.
And Jerry's walking to the mound. He is going to have a pitching change.
I see Cole Greasy coming out already. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. We'll come right back. Any baseball on Fort Carey Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapists will work with you to ensure proper fitting of the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. If untreated, OSA may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or chance of stroke. Call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolt that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
All right, so we're back here at Fort Recovery, and he's trailed 2-0. The situation is this. At second base is Josh Hiker? Hiker?
Urko.
Urko.
It didn't change since we had a new out.
And Jacob Winning's at the plate. The new pitcher is Cole Greasy, taking over for Riley Post, who pitched terrific for the Indians. And he's trying to not give up any more runs here. There's a slow roller to short. Posty up, fires it across, got him in a bang banger. Good job, Posty. Two outs now, runner moves on to third. Here's Noah Miller.
Oh, that boy just took a digger.
Did he?
Yeah.
Down he went in the grass. That ball really died right there going to Riley, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Absolutely right. Did a nice job. Come over, fired a strike over to Ian. Here's a left-handed hitter, Miller. Impressive-looking athlete. Number 19, playing first base. There's a curveball. Might have been a knuckle curve. Throw down the third runner back. Greasy's got a little knuckle curve. He's got a lot of junk. He throws it not very fast, you know, but he's a little bit of a bulldog out there.
He's a gamer.
Yeah. No, I just love the kid.
We interviewed him there last week. That was funny.
Yeah, he's just a good person.
There it is.
There's the curve. There's the knuckler.
Oh, he didn't get that call.
No, a little tall. 2-0. This is a dangerous hitter.
Yeah, this guy can hit it.
Jake Himmelgarten on deck. Jake also had a base hit. No, he walked last time up. That one just misses. 3-0. Coldwater Cavaliers, Fort Recovery Indians. Both teams 4-0 in the league. This is a big game, to say the least. And that's a little tall, ball four, so the runners aren't going to first. Base on balls by Greasy. Here's second baseman Jake Himmelgarten. Jake is 0 for 1. He walked. He got thrown down at the plate in the fourth inning. And he's expecting Miller to run.
Yeah.
Pollard flashes signs his infield. Tell everybody what to do. Hardly will do anything here, boys. He'll get that guy to run downhill. He's a lot like him and Jerry are a lot alike.
Slow.
This is exactly what they're doing, trying to get him picked off.
Now they want a ball called. Harley's going crazy.
Here comes the runner, and he slips. They're going to get him. And they do get him. And Harley is in a rage. He wanted a ball called. The umpire is saying, sorry. Look at Harley. He's fired up down there. Throw him up! How do you miss that? He says, I can hear him. We got the windows closed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. The Indians get out of it. Only one run being scored.
Whatever the case.
That's right. And we're halfway through the fifth inning. Cavaliers 2. Indians nothing. Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back here, bottom of the fifth inning. Indians trail 2-0. It is 8-9-1, Kobe Wendell, Regan Martin, Ryan Post. We had a sports talk last night.
Greasy coming up.
Greasy is going to bat, so Greasy is in for Kobe Wendell.
Up to the plate, number 17, Cole Greasy.
17, Cole Greasy. Regan Martin on deck. Frilling, being his normal self, terrific on the mound. First pitch taken low. We need base runners. We need two, folks.
Oh, you got our lights back on, Bobby.
Somebody's messing with it. 1-0 pitch. Off the corner. Good pitch. 1-1. How's school today?
You had how many days left?
I don't know.
Can't be many.
No. Hard smash.
Oh,
nice play, Jake.
Golly.
That's an error on the throw.
All right.
Hey, all right. Nice job of fielding it, but he kind of lollygagged the throw over. And the Indians with the runner at first base on an error by the shortstop. Jake winning. You don't see that very often. We'll take it.
Right. He just kind of threw it off his back foot.
He did. He made a great play. Here's Marty. He struck out swinging. Pop the order on deck. Indians would love to dent that scoreboard.
Jerry may still try to get money.
I'm seeing 19 days of school left for seniors.
Oh, my God. That was the greatest month ever when I was a senior.
I didn't go last month.
I think
I was there.
Really, you don't remember nothing.
You were there, but you weren't there.
I was definitely not. I was physically there.
1-0. That's high. 2-0. A little short in the old speaker system. Sounds like, well, somebody's getting their Kobe boys fried in there. Trying to talk. Sparks flying. 2 balls, no strikes. The sophomore, Regan Martin. The pitch. That's a strike. Taken all away. Hit it 2-1 or not, boys? Help me out.
Need 2 balls with a strike.
Okay. Come on, seven. Habs have won 9 in a row. Does square, misses it, throw down to first. Any save, he dives under the tag.
That was a great dive back. He dove to the outfield side of that bag and hooked it.
He got a face full of dirt in that one, too. Helmet about popped off.
I think he about crapped his pants when he saw that catcher come up and fire down to first.
I didn't see it.
He's safe. Okay.
Doo-doo. Come on, Regan. Hi. Uh-oh. Boy, it's a big pitch right here. Boy, I like getting him on there top of the order.
Amen.
On deck.
Amen, brother.
3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out, runner at first, and the pitch. Ground ball in the hole. Second baseman is going to make the play and throw on the first.
Good job by Cole, not around the bag.
Regan moves on to second. 4-3, one out. Here's Post, Ryan Post. Ryan is grounded out to second, grounded out to shortstop. It's 2 at bats. Come on, 13. Need you on base here, kid.
The ball about stops dead in its tracks as soon as it touches the grass.
Yeah, I'm really grabbing it right now.
Little meeting at the mound between the catcher and Reifman and his pitcher, Frilling. Frilling and Marcus Bruins both going to go and continue their educations, athleticism. They're going to go to play basketball at
Frilling's going to Case Western.
Both of them.
Deuce?
No, Bruins is going to Bluffton.
Oh, okay. Oh, come on. That was inside. Come on, Blue. Let's pitch a strike. I mean, I'm right on it.
It looked inside to me, part of
it. We love sending bad, and he'll throw us out.
I wasn't bad. That was 3.
Here's a pitch. Slow rolling Indians dugout. Sophomore Ryan Post. Coach Couch over at third. Mr. Carroll Feely, Coach Feely at first.
Well, I can tell you this. He can burn the right fielder, too.
Yes, he can.
We've seen him hit some good fly balls.
Come on, 1-3. Come on, kid. Breezy at second. And the pitch. And he got the base hit. Center field. Breezy will make the turn. He'll stay at third. And the Indians with him at the corners with one out. Nice piece of hitting, Ryan Post. Come on, Riley.
It's a big at bat here, Bobby.
Amen, brother.
I think we're going to try to get that runner down. Ryan's pretty quick on his feet there at first. And
well, we need two to get even. So
we need two. Yeah. We don't want to have a chance for a double play.
Here's
or
Riley.
Anything like that.
Posty's been on twice, both via walk. 2-0 Cavaliers, top of the bottom of the 5th inning. Indians threatened time called. He wasn't even ready for that. We'll take a ball. That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. He called time, didn't step out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ball one. Come on, 3. Come on, kid. Base hit here, kid. And the 1-0. That's a strike down Broadway. 1-1.
Yeah, that's part of the gig when you call timeout. Your first timeout.
1 out. Bottom of 5. Number 2 hitter, Post, waves that bat around. Swing and a miss. Post goes to second, and he is out. I don't understand. You're down 2. He had him easy. If you're going to steal, why wouldn't he go? 2 outs.
Pitch, you mean?
Yeah. Now, Indians' base run has just been a little bit tough today.
Well, I had a hunch he probably would go, and he swung at that pitch. I don't know if maybe the
hit and run
was on. He just missed it.
Calling run. Fouled at the plate. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs now. Runner third. That is where, you know, when you got your meat up.
I know.
3-4.
I know.
Come on, Post. Base hit here. Let's cut that lead in half.
I'd love to have him back at first base, too.
And the 1-2. Foul. That one's got your truck right there. Big white hit?
No.
No, Dodgers.
Just missed him.
Woo! Woo!
Silver van down there.
Taking a beating. Total. 1-2. There's a little flare into center field. Center fielder going back, and he makes the catch.
Oh, man.
Man, that kid's got some wheels in center field. In the inning, no runs. One hit. One runner left and through five. Cavs lead it 2-0.
Great Lanes is having a great Lent special. Every Friday night during Lent, you can get a pound of their hand-breaded, freshly cooked pollock for only $7. Just call 375-4274 and drive through and pick it up. The dinner includes chips and coleslaw or potato salad, or you can choose shrimp instead of the pollock. That same great fish that they serve on their Friday lunch buffet is now available on Friday nights. You can get shrimp or a full pound of their hand-breaded pollock with chips and coleslaw or potato salad for only $7. Every Friday during Lent, you can eat it there or just drive through and pick it up. Miracle Lanes, great fish dinners for only $7. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes will not be open for their lunch buffet on Good Friday, and it will be closed on Easter Sunday.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're back here, top of the sixth inning.
You got some scores for me, Bobby?
I do have some scores. Fort Recovery Lady Indians softball, 7-0 now over Cole One.
Nice.
Good job. That's via Todd Holman. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, TH. We're in a tight one over here, 2-0, too. Cole Greasy back on the mound. He's going to face Himmelgarn, Broering, and Frilling, first three batters.
I got to tell you my Brenna Holman story. So Saturday, me and Chester, Brenna works for me, okay? She does laundry and cleans the office at Cooper's. So we're down there Saturday, and me and Chester at my desk talking. She's coming in. She's doing laundry. I said, how'd you guys do? And she's telling us about we hit 5 home runs.
Delaware, you had that on Twitter about.
And I said, how many did you have? She says, I haven't got any. I said, you can't hit one out, can you? I haven't. I have before. She hit one out Monday night.
I saw that on Twitter.
And she sent me the video.
Oh, you got to know. Yeah. That's even better.
Center field, she nailed it, too. Curveball inside, 3-1. Oh, you got this, Sonny.
I got it.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, Big Cole back on the mound here, and he's facing Himmelgarn, and he got out to a threw him a strike to lead him off, and then he threw him 4 straight balls, and he's going to give him a free pass down to first base, and that's going to bring Will Broering to the plate. Broering lined out to the left fielder his first time up, and then he reached on an air by Owen Shane. Come on, Indians. We got to play some defense here. We got to help old Cole out here one time.
What's her supper tonight? You game plan?
Wife's at work, so.
Did she?
Yeah.
Working seconds?
No. There goes the runner.
Oh,
and Garrett couldn't get away with it. Couldn't get her out of his glove, so the runner gets down to second base. So Himmelgarn down at second. Bring your batter. Another run. In scoring position for the Cavaliers. Cavaliers lead 2-0. They scored 1 in the first and 1 in the fifth. And he's still looking to pop the old bubble on the scoreboard.
What was that?
That's it. I don't know.
Was a perfect pitch.
It never moved. It moved down, but it never moved over. 2 balls, no strikes. To Will Broering. Here comes the curveball, and that hits him in the shoulder. So now we got runners at first and second. Jerry's going to go out and talk to his young pitcher. Back-to-back base on balls here to start the top of the sixth inning, and Jerry's going to go out and talk to Cole and see what's going on here. Give him one more. Who'd you say, CP, you talked to Cody, and who else was he going to maybe pitch? He was going to pitch Cole? And
possibly Joe.
Oh, Big Joe, okay. Nobody warming up in the bullpen.
Got a pinch hitter for the Cavs, Alex Worms.
Fox Worms coming into. Worms for
I love worms. That means Frilling yeah, be done
could,
then?
He could still go back out and pitch. How many pitches has he thrown?
Frilling has 80 pitches.
80, and we had him in the 50s in the third, didn't we?
He was at 48 in the third, yep.
Jerry going to stick with his young right-hander, Cole Greasy.
Hey, let me tell you something about this kid. Last year, he was a hitting machine in the tournament for these guys.
Wormy boy?
Yep. He can rake.
He's going to lay a bunt down, and it's a pretty damn good bunt, and I don't think we're going to have a play anywhere, Bobby. Exactly what he wanted to do. He laid a bunt down the third base side. Shanny stayed home to cover the bag, and
it was
until Cole got off the bag, so that's a base hit.
It's just typical Coldwater baseball, man.
Pinch runner for Coldwater now. Peyton Goodwin for Worms.
Goodwin for Worms?
Good job, CP. He is on that like nobody's biz. So Ross Weigl going to step in with bases loaded, nobody out, top of the sixth inning, Indians trail by two. Infield in like nobody's business. We cannot give up any more runs, and that one hits him right in the back.
We just had a feeling, you know. We just deflated
it
after that last inning.
That's the second guy he hit.
Change.
He goes down to first. Jake Emigarn comes across, makes it 3-0. And we still have bases loaded and nobody out. Looks like we're going to do a pitch and change. We're going to have a little bit of rain coming in. Who we got there? Ryan Post going to come in here and try to finish this inning out. Well, as long as we don't have any wind, we wouldn't have it blowing in here, Bobby. But
no.
Take a break. Well, we'll take a little mini break here and pay a couple bills, and we'll come back because it's going to take Ryan a little bit to warm up. We'll be back in a little bit.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All right, we're back here. Ryan Post taking over here on the mound for Cole Greasy. He comes in with bases loaded and nobody out. One run across so far in the top of the sixth inning. Coldwater now leads 3-0. Indians had a couple chances to score some runs, and this just kind of squeaked by.
Yep.
Now the umpire is going to go over and talk to Coach Kopp. I think they're checking out the radar because it's starting to come down a little bit.
Something to do with Ryan's elbow, it looks like. Get some blood on there.
How did you see that?
Because Ryan held up his elbow. The umpire looked at him, so now Ryan's chilling out in the dugout.
He's the best I've ever seen. My color man's over here. He's just staring at his phone like my wife.
Well, we're done.
Ooh. It does look like some
It's going through Muncie. There's a train in there. It's just batting down the hatches, boys. We might be up here all night. I am not walking down that rain.
You're going to slip on them bleachers. This is when we need the railing.
We need a railing. We ain't getting any younger.
I ain't stopping you from putting a railing up.
I ain't very good at it. I'll figure it out. I'll put one up. First time we grab it, snap. Fall over the bleachers. Hey, and we didn't close the window in time.
Yes, we did. Good call on your part, my friend.
Thanks,
bro. We got no idea. Let me see. Toby Wendell back in the game. He's at second base. Riley at short.
Center. What are you doing? You're balking up. What are you doing? Look at it, huh?
He's 120.
Where at?
I got a membership
at any time. Are you kind of groovy? You still dating that same chick?
Yeah.
Now we know why. Huh? I know, but I'm just saying, between you and Clayton Pearson, I don't know who's cooler.
Well, I'd say Clayton.
He's groovier.
Yeah, he's groovy.
I agree with that.
All right, Ryan comes in, throws the first two pitches in the dirt for ball one and ball two.
Real close to getting.
She's raining pretty good right now. Kobe Wendell's out there. He's trying to stay warm. I don't know what he's doing. It's some kind of crazy dance. Here comes a 2-0. Swung on and fouled back over in the Cavalier dugout. Who's batting here? Zach McKibben? Little fella.
Fast.
He's fast.
Cooper got a lot of listeners.
That's going to be it. Yep.
Yeah.
He's going to call him in for a little bit.
Folks, that could be it, too.
I'd say we'll get the old tarp out, cover the pitcher's mound, cover it home plate, and see once what happens here. We'll give it a few minutes. Bobby's radar looks pretty bad. Stay with us. Banana Phone, give us a call. We can see if you can stomp us. No chance.
Nobody can stomp us. No. Nobody's smart enough.
Nobody's going to have a question. Kind of Esther.
We still on, or are we on or not?
We're on.
Nobody's smart enough to stump the booth.
We got Colin Foster,
Clayton Pearson,
CP, the mayor, and the Hall of Famer up here.
Anybody's got a question they think they can get us? 419-852-9201.
Please, they do this. They still do it on WLW.
Yeah,
well, and the Sports of Consequences are longer than.
They don't do Sports of Consequences.
They don't do that. Oh, I love that. We don't mess around.
Looks like it's getting a little wet there behind home.
Who's coming in? This might be the boss. I believe it is, McSpence. Don't bring that umbrella in here, my friend.
Hey, you put that umbrella up in here, it's bad luck for 7 years or something, right? You took some on, Cap?
Well, how about taking the poor girl off the... Oh, this is fun.
No, if you put an umbrella up in the house, it's like bad luck.
Oh, yeah.
But it is bad luck. If anybody knows the question, at 419-852-9201.
We want to know how much bad luck.
See what happens.
Can you put an umbrella up in the house?
I can, yeah.
Ain't it supposed to be like an old tail or something?
Yeah.
That's like
your ears will fall off.
Look at this guy. Well, there's no way he can get down without killing himself.
So the WSN guy is going to try to get off the
somebody
dugout.
Somebody hold the ladder. Look at him. Somebody hold this
ladder.
Well,
she can't come over and hold it because he's got the only ladder and she can't get down.
Look at him. Oh, the poor guys.
Yeah, he wants somebody to hold that ladder.
Wash my stuff up here.
Well, we won't steal it.
So this says rain stopping in 10 minutes, starting again 15 minutes later.
Rain stopping and stopping in
10
minutes?
The umpires are looking at this.
That's what my third sky says.
All right, looks like Colin Foster's over there. Now is when we should videotape it. Because the guy's going to fall on top of Colin.
No, all you should do, Colin, just catch him. I mean, guys, you're built like a tank.
He would smash him in the ground like a nail.
It's brightening up the west, but there is a little
moon. Yeah, he's going to say, I'm going to stay up here, because as soon as I get down, I got to come back up. So Colin says, all right, do what you
want to do. Bolt of lightning hits him. He's going to wish he wasn't on top of that dugout. What do you think?
Well, I ain't seen no lightning yet.
Nope.
Umpires there. They're out in the field.
Now look at this radar. I understand.
There's that little break right there.
That's his break. Yeah. Yeah, there's your break, but...
I'm going to need a scutter box. Nobody's going to call in?
Nobody's listening.
Just one, Spencer.
Jake, Toby, Todd Father's at the girls' game.
It's going to be raining over there, Todd Father, shortly.
Where's the girls playing at?
I'd say it's at Coldwater, right?
They don't necessarily do that.
I don't know that for a fact. But.
Indians and Cavaliers in a rain delay. Top of the sixth inning. Coldwater leading 3-0.
And threatening.
And threatening.
Thanks, Neil.
I got some trivia for you.
Okay. Are you serious?
I got this from Mr. Hubbard during school.
Okay.
I think it was last week. Now, I don't remember it 100%, so hopefully I don't butcher it.
Give it on.
Who is the pitcher with the most wins in his career that never won the Cy Young Award?
That's a great question.
That's a good question.
I say Cy Young.
Well, here's my question. Okay.
Brother Cleveland Alexander.
Hmm?
Brother Cleveland Alexander. Or Cy Young.
I have two guesses. Okay. My first guess would also be Cy Young because it's such a weird question. So my other answer would
there's
be
a little bit of trick there.
Phil Niekro.
Phil Niekro, the knuckleballer?
Didn't he win like 400 games or something?
Yeah, I think so.
The correct answer is
Cy Young.
Cy Young.
See,
we don't.
Mr. Hubbard
got. We don't mess around. Hey.
He got a bunch of dumb high schoolers on that one because we have no clue.
Yeah. That's good when Hubs is that way, too. He's a neat bird.
Yep. Hubs came through the old.
They're bringing the Dries out. We're going to give this thing another.
He just now left. He was standing down on your desk.
Yep. Phil Niekro had 318 career wins.
318.
Did he win Cy Young?
No. Well, I can't say he didn't. I just don't remember.
Pretty good guess right there. Phil Niekro.
Well, I was thinking.
Played pitch forever.
He, at best, he finished second in the voting.
Good job, Bobby.
Just a little bit of drizzle right now.
Gary Fowler with a whole bag of guys that right on this spot where he's catching.
Yeah, he ain't dumb.
Nice job, Garrett.
Turn the plate.
There with the rake. Jerry Kapp with a bag of Dizer. Garrett Fowler. Coach Wendell out there raking it around. Nobody too crazy about trying to stump the boys tonight, are they?
I was just thinking about what's for supper tonight.
Free Snickers bar to anybody that knows who won the Masters on Sunday. Let us know. See if anybody's listening.
Now, $1,000. Anybody tells me what day it is.
$1,000. $2,000 if you tell us what the score is. Free car from Hastings Auto if you can tell us what inning we're in.
Looks like it might be raining harder out, boys.
We're not giving up yet, boys. We want to get some outs, get back in there, and try to get the old bats out.
Just trying to find some more questions for you guys.
Over 1-0. We'd like to stop at 1-0. We'd go 2-0, and that's about it. Good feeling out there talking to the...
Okay, we'll give tribute. Hey, give tribute to the listeners.
They can stop in 4 minutes.
Neil, you see the skies?
It may stop in 4 minutes, but in the meantime, we got an inch and a half.
Yeah.
All right, these are kind of my stats. Once you want.
Wait a minute, whoa. What is in the left hand?
Poker money.
Prizes for whoever can tell us what day it is.
I ain't seen that much money since I was at San Antonio. It is raining right now, boys.
He's letting down right now. Why aren't the guys in the dugout?
I think they're deciding whether they can play this thing or not.
Call. Yep. Ball game.
Final. Indians lose it 3-0 to Cavaliers. We battled as long as we could. I think it was the right choice as the rain keeps coming down.
Yeah, looking at the radar, it ain't going to get any better.
No, that's right.
All right, let's take a quick break here. We'll come back with a couple quick stats. We'll wrap things up. Cavaliers are going to take this one 3-0. Then a short version here tonight. Going to finish you up in the sixth inning. Top of the sixth inning, Indians get beat 3-0. Bummers, boys, bummers. We'll be back in a bit.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance,
Insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Yeah, right, we're back here. Going to do a little quick post game. It's getting really dark out west right now, Bobby. The Indians fall tonight to the Coldwater Cavaliers, 3-0. In a rain-shortened game here in the top of the sixth inning. The Cavaliers, they picked up one run. That's all they really needed in the top of the first inning. They did pick up one in the fifth and one in the sixth. For the Indians, obviously zero runs. We only had one hit, Bobby. Ryan Post had that hit
now
there.
Two hits.
Well, I must have missed one then. I marked it down wrong, maybe, or something. Oh, the inning that I didn't do. You're right. Joe Homan had a hit. So we had two hits. We stranded six. For the Cavaliers, they had three runs, and I only got them for two hits. And they stranded eight. But wasn't a really good night for... Yeah, it wasn't a great night for baseball, but Riley Post pitched a really good game to start this thing off, and then we had a rain delay, and he came out, went back in, tried to start some things up again, and just couldn't get things going. So, and then Stroll tonight, 3-0 to the Coldwater Cavaliers. Tomorrow night, the Indians are going to travel over to New Bremen. It was a game that was scheduled to be played here at Fort Recovery, but we changed things up, and we're going to head over to New Bremen. Bobby and I should be over there tomorrow night, I think, unless something happens. It sounds like it could be wet tomorrow, too. So we might even go over rains, all right? Yeah. On Saturday, we're at home against the Rishi Raiders. We got a doubleheader on Saturday starting at 11 a.m. Next week on Tuesday, we travel to Marion Local. And then on Thursday, we got a home game against St. Henry. It's the Hastings Auto Sales Hot Dog Night on next Thursday against the Redskins. And then we got no games Friday or Saturday. We got prom next weekend. Well, happy Easter to all this weekend if you're done listening to us, but we'd like to catch you tomorrow night again one more time here. On Good Friday, we're going to be at the New Bremen Cardinals. Again, for Dave Kopp, Clayton Pearson, we had Reese Bob in the house for half an inning, and the Hall of Famer Bob Stogler. The Indians lose tonight, 3-0. We'll be back tomorrow night for another ball game.
Programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.